Thank you, Bradley, for those good songs that you've been leading us in. Do you have any enemies today? Have you had enemies in the past? Maybe not a multitude of them, but maybe just one that was an enemy to you, at least in your mind. Nothing you can do seems to help the situation. Nothing you can do seems to change their attitude. Everything seems to indicate that they're your enemy. I suppose all of us have had something that resembles that. It's hard to deal with, isn't it? Hard to deal with. One of the most difficult things I think that we face in life today is dealing with those that do not either like us or do not agree with us or for some reason seem to be our enemy. What do you do? What do you do in a case like that? Got your Bibles with you. Open them to the 6th chapter of the book of Luke. We struggle with those kind of things in life, don't we? We struggle to know what to say. We struggle to know what to do. We struggle with having difficulty in solving the situation. Sometimes maybe we're even pressed to the point of being angry. What are we supposed to do? Well, we need to go to God's Word and let Him tell us. I spent a little time this afternoon praying that God would soften my heart to hear His Word, to know how to deal with these kind of situations. I want you to begin reading with me in verse 27 of Luke 6. Verse 27 of Luke, the 6th chapter. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, be good to those that hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And for the one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one that takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is it to you? Even sinners love those who love them. But if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is it to you? For even the sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your return will be granted, and you will be sons of the Most High. For He is kind to the ungrateful and to the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. And then I want you to skip over with me to verse 43. For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor grapes picked from the bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. There's some hard sayings in the Bible. There's some things that are difficult to do. This is one of them. Someone says, oh no, it shouldn't be. But in reality, it is. What is God telling me that I need to do to my enemies? To those that would harm me? To those, he even uses the term here in this passage, that would hate me. He said, I'm supposed to love them. I'm supposed to love them. I'm supposed to do for them things that they would not even think about doing for me. Why? Why? Well, he explained that in that last passage that we read there, starting in verse 33. The good person, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good. And the evil person, out of the treasure of his heart, produces evil. Ask us tonight, what kind of person do we want to be? Do we want to be the person who, out of the good treasure of our heart, is a good person? Not the enemy of anyone, but the person that loves everyone. Or do we want to, out of the treasure of our heart, be that evil person that he spoke about here? The one who might hate. The one that might be your enemy. The one that might do you unjustly in your dealings and in your affairs with them. Life is tough sometimes, isn't it? Sometimes it's tough to deal with our enemies. But God gives us the method. God tells us how it's supposed to be done. Sometimes my heart is hard to words like that, as Nathan spoke about this morning. But I did soften the soul of my heart to hear God's word. If I have an enemy today, I need to love them. I need to do good to them. I need to treat them in the way that I would want to be treated if I was on the other side of the coin. Jesus set the example of that. While I was yet a sinner, he went to the cross and died for me. What greater love could he have shown? You see, because of my sins, I had become his enemy. But he loved me enough to die for me. I need to love my enemies today. It won't cost me my life. It might cost me some pride. It might cost me even some money at times. But one of the most terrible things in life can be to live with people that you think are your enemies. If you have enemies, love them. Love will cover a multitude of sin. Love will solve so many problems in life today. Do you hear God's word? Do you hear what God is saying to us? Love your enemies and do good to them. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. I don't know if you have any enemies tonight. If you do, listen to God's word. It may seem hard, but God knows best. God knows what is best for me, and he knows what is best for my enemy. Love them. Love them with all of your heart. Easy? No, it's not easy. It wasn't easy for Jesus to go to the cross and die for me. Difficult. It was difficult for him. But he did it. Why? Because he loved me. Love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. I hope tonight that each of us can examine our hearts. First, we need to make sure that we're not an enemy of someone. If we are, it's probably coming from the evil. evil treasure of our heart. And we need to correct it. But if you have an enemy tonight, love that person. Talk and litigation and things of that nature are not nearly as effective as love. Jesus loved me and he died for me. I wonder if you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, you're not a child of God, you've never been baptized for the remission of your sins. God loved you enough that he sent Jesus to the cross, and through your obedience you could have the hope of eternal life. I hope you love God enough to obey him tonight. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation in any way, we'd be happy to assist you in whatever way we can. If you would come right now as we stand together and as we sing.